This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Wednesday the U.S. wants and expects Israel to shift its military operations in Gaza to a lower intensity phase soon.
That's really focused in on dealing with the leadership of Hamas, the tunnel network, and a few other critical things.
Blinken said once the shift happens, the harm done to civilians should decrease significantly, while repeating his calls for Israel to heed its obligation to minimize civilian casualties as it moves to destroy U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Congo's presidential election vote faces delays and questions about credibility. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
Lengthy delays at the polls have led to voting in Congo's presidential election to be extended as the West African nation faces steep logistical and security challenges that raise questions about credibility. It is not clear whether balloting would extend into Thursday after the election commission said it would continue, quote, to allow every voter until the last. Some ballots are so smudged they are illegible, and some people say they can't find their names on voting rolls. At stake is the credibility of the vote in one of Africa's largest nations, and one whose mineral resources are increasingly crucial to the global economy. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
A military analysis says Ukraine's armed forces are taking up a more defensive posture after their summer counteroffensive failed to achieve a breakthrough against Russia's army, and as winter weather sets in after almost 22 months of war. Britain's defense ministry said Wednesday in recent weeks Ukraine has mobilized a concerted effort to improve field fortifications as it forces pivot to more defensive postures. This is VOA News. Republican Party rivals of former U.S. President Donald Trump for the party's 2024 presidential nomination say they oppose the Colorado Supreme Court ruling barring him from the ballot in the state's primary election. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Longshot candidate Vivek Ramaswamy made his views clear on the social media platform X shortly after the decision came out.
I will withdraw, I pledge to withdraw from the Colorado GOP primary ballot unless and until Trump's name is restored.
The historic ruling cited his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by his supporters and makes him the first ever presidential candidate deemed ineligible for the White House under this constitutional provision.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday there was no question his predecessor Donald Trump supported an insurrection, but that it was up to the courts whether that disqualifies him running for president. Quote, but he said, certainly supported an insurrection. There's no question about it, none, zero, and he seems to be doubling down on it, Biden said. Trump vowed to appeal the ruling to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Colorado court said it would delay the effect of its decision until at least January 4th to allow for an appeal. Trump's campaign called the court decision undemocratic. The U.S. and Venezuela have pulled off a prisoner swap, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's Washington's boldest move yet to improve relations with the major oil producer and a significant concession to President Nicolas Maduro. It's freeing a close Maduro ally in exchange for 10 Americans held in Venezuela, several of whom the U.S. formally designated as wrongfully detained. The deal includes the extradition to America of the fugitive defense contractor known as Fat Leonard. He was at the center of one of the Pentagon's biggest ever bribery investigations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United Nations warned Wednesday of widespread rights abuses amid fighting near the former Sudan safe haven of Wad Madani, with dozens of civilians reportedly killed, including in ethnically motivated attacks. The paramilitary Rapid Support Forces on Sunday set up a base near Wad Madani, where their offensive has sent thousands fleeing Sudan's second city and former aid hub, many of them already displaced. UN Rights Chief Volker Turk also voiced concern at the dire humanitarian situation in the wider Al Jazeera state, which hosts nearly 500,000 displaced people. I'm Joe Ramsey.